conversation continues. We see over the last few weeks, Jesus has been speaking to the chief priests and elders of the Jews, and he's been giving them parables. The last two weekends, we had a parable, the parables about the vineyard, where Jesus is saying, you've been invited to work with God in the vineyard, and you have not done that. And today we see he changes the setting of the parable. Now he's speaking about a royal wedding feast and a king who is inviting people to come to this royal wedding feast of his son. And those first invited in the parable symbolize the Jewish people and especially their leaders, the chief priests and the elders. They're the ones who've been invited. They're the ones who, that our first reading today spoke about from the prophet Isaiah, spoke about God inviting his people to this royal banquet. One day he would invite them to this great and joyous occasion. And so the chief priests and the elders of the Jews should have been looking out for this. This is what they've been expecting. This is what they've been hoping for. And Jesus arrives and stands before them and says, here it is. I'm inviting you to it. I am the living fulfillment of this, and I invite you to this great royal wedding feast, this banquet with God. But they ignore him. They refuse him. And so what we see, though, in the importance of this change of setting is Jesus is pointing out something very real, that they truly are invited to a royal wedding feast. It's not a fairy tale. You know, Jesus is inviting them to the joys of heaven. They're inviting them to the joys of living with him, having a relationship with him. And also, he's inviting them to a joy that they don't fully see yet, and that's one we participate in. That's the joy of the Mass. The Mass is on earth the wedding feast of the Lamb. We come to the banquet of God. We see it when the priest elevates the host in the chalice right before communion. He says, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. That's us here at the Mass. So it's no fairy tale. It is very real. This joyous occasion that Jesus invites everyone to. But the chief priests and the elders have ignored him. They were the first invited, but they decided not to go. And so, as the parable continues, the king sends out his servants again to find anyone else, to gather everyone in, to invite everyone. Go to the highways and the byways, find the good and the bad, whomever, invite everyone to this great and joyous occasion. So that would include then us. But we see something kind of disconcerting at the end. And everyone's invited, but this man shows up and he's not wearing his wedding garments, which is a message to us that we should wear our Sunday best for Mass. That's not really the message, but it's a good message. Not the message. No, the real message is conversion. We are invited to this great banquet. We are invited to the great joys of living with God, but it requires painful conversion, a changing of our lives. Those invited are expected to put off their old clothes, their dirty clothes from out working and living in, you know, wherever they are. Put off the dirty and old clothes and put on nice clothes, clothes fitting for this great royal wedding feast. And these clothes then symbolize our lives and ourselves. We put off those old dirty clothes of sin, of egoism, of our selfishness, of our pursuing always our desires, of hurting others. We put those things aside. And we put on the royal wedding garments. We put on clean clothes, clothes of holiness, clothes of charitable deeds, clothes of doing God's commands and living a holy life. And that is where, in doing those things, we enter into that joy of the wedding banquet. And these two things, joy and holiness, really do go together. Well, first, joy is like happiness, but happiness is, we feel it in our emotions, we feel it in our mind, but it's kind of fleeting. It's in and out and based on what we do. But joy is that lasting, deep, you might say, happiness that pervades our heart, pervades our soul, and it lasts, and it gives us peace. So that's what we truly desire. We desire happiness, but even more so, we desire that lasting, pervasive, joyful peace. And so, but that is connected to our holiness, connected to our doing God's commands and being charitable to others and all the things that are there entailed. But it requires us to to change and always be changing, to put on these new garments, to put off those old garments of, as I said, egoism and self, you know, desires of doing things for ourselves and thinking about ourselves first. But what Jesus proposes, as I said, is not, it's not a pipe dream. It's not a fairy tale. Often when we think about a royal wedding feast, we think of like Cinderella or Frozen or maybe some, you know, Hollywood film about medieval castle and king and prince and princess. But no, Jesus is speaking about something very real, something that is truly real to us, certainly in promise of heaven, but now it's very real. That joy that comes from being at this wedding feast is possible to us here and now, but only when we truly surrender our lives to God. We put off that old self and put on the new clothes, the wedding garments. The chief priests didn't get this message. Jesus stood before them and invited them into this. He invited them to put off their self-righteousness, them knowing, they think they know what true, you know, righteousness consists of. But Jesus reminds them, no, you need to put that aside and follow after me. And so there are bad examples of clinging to that old self. And it's the saints who show us that great positive witness. Saints are the most joyful people we could know. And why? Because they've completely surrendered themselves to God. They don't think about themselves, they think about others. They give themselves totally to God, and in that find the greatest of joy. And I think we see it also in the people in our daily lives, those who are truly and eagerly striving after holiness. They are the happiest and most joyful among us. And so this putting off of the old clothes, those dirty clothes, is not just a change of mind. It's not just a reorganization of our priorities or some nice New Year's resolution. No, it is a radical change of our lives to put aside that selfishness and turn toward the person of Jesus Christ and surrender ourselves, thought, word, and deed, to Jesus so that he may be our King, our Lord, our Master, our Teacher, our Beloved. And when he's truly those things, we find joy. Why? Because we've found joy himself. He is the one that is the fulfillment of all of these desires that we have. And so we attain that when we surrender ourselves to him. And so that is, then, the cost of our discipleship is surrendering ourselves. But that's also where we find the joy of discipleship, in surrendering ourselves. The chief priests have a fake discipleship, a false sanctity, because really they're proud of themselves and they think they've got it all figured out. They've rejected Jesus, though, in their self-righteousness, and that gains them nothing. But those who experience the true joy of the wedding feast are the ones who have surrendered themselves. They've put off that old man. They've put off themselves and put on this new life, this new life in Christ, earnestly seeking after holiness. And so that surrendering to God is not just it's not just a pious statement or an empty thought. And the wedding feast is not a fairy tale or a pipe dream. No, the cost of discipleship is that surrendering. But it's that truly where we find our joy. That is the gateway to everlasting joy and the gateway to eternal happiness at the wedding feast of the Lamb, certainly here at Mass, but in fulfillment in heaven.